When the eyes say one thing and the tongue another, a practiced man relies on the language of the first, Ralph Waldo Emerson. In my previous book regarding human analysis, I began by stating my love for psychology in general. What a fascinating subject I find it to be, as it deals with the very thing humans find most interesting, ourselves. It deals with the ways in which we interact with the world around us and the other people in it. This is the reason I spent all of those years studying the academic side of psychological principles. In that first edition, I dealt more closely with the physical gestures and body language considerations with regards to analyzing others, how to sharpen your cold reading skills for the most part. Whilst this was a good starting point, it's only half the picture. To complete the behavioral analysis puzzle, you need to add in the cognitive side of the equation. This current book aims to do just that, to delve deeper into people's psychological makeup, to break down their natural thinking patterns and habitual idiosyncrasies, but to also take a peek behind the curtain with regards to what drives them, things people will not so readily disclose but will always be beneath the surface. We will also take a look at the specific personality types, as well as the influence and persuasion tactics people will use in order to get others to come around to their way of thinking. It's a game of psychological chess, which can be mastered with just a little help with regards to spotting these tendencies, as well as some practical implementation when it comes to counteracting them. In essence, each of the analyzing skills I describe in this book, as well as the previous edition, will all play a role in how well a person can read others. You will be performing many of them naturally. However, they usually take a considerable amount of time to master, often even a lifetime. So why not get a leg up on the competition right now? Is it worth being able to know what your boss is really thinking during your yearly performance appraisal or salary negotiation? Is it helpful to know if your spouse is telling the truth or not? Only you can decide if these things are truly important to you or not. I am simply here to give you the tools to do it, if you so choose. What you do with these skills is ultimately up to you.